Well, hi there, everybody. Welcome to another bonus episode of the Who Goes There podcast. This is another one of those ones where I just talk to someone about a project that they have that I think is cool or something that they've done that's cool. And so my guest for this episode is Andy Perry. Hey, Andy.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's really cool to be on your podcast.
Yeah, and the history of kind of our internet friendship is, I think we encountered each other for the first time on the Science Fiction Book Club.
Yes.
Facebook page, Facebook group, right?
Yeah. That's a really cool group. I really like it.
And you had posted about your project, and I want you to talk about it. And then I reached out to you and said, hey, can we have a conversation about this?
Yeah, so my project, my project is to read a science fiction book from an author from every country in the world. Nice. So there's, 260-odd countries in the world. And I've been a bit, like, I split up the UK, because I'm from the UK, so I split up the UK into four countries, to sure. England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland. So there's a little bit of leeway in my...
Sure.
Yeah. There are some complications that kind of come, but...
Maybe that makes up for some of the countries where you can't find an author, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there will be. There's going to be some massive amounts of cheating and... like just liberties taken.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so the reason I started this project was my son bought me a copy of The Three-Body Problem for my birthday. Mm-hmm. And he'd just come across the book listening to, I can't remember what podcast it was, but he listened to a load of podcasts. And he'd somehow come across this book. And, you know, he knows I like science fiction. You know, I've always read science fiction. So he got me a copy of this book. And it was just brilliant.
Yeah, it's great.
The fact that, and that is a Hugo Award winner as well, obviously.
It is, yeah.
And it's such a good book. And I think on the front cover is, I think Barack Obama says that the scale of this book is amazing. Mm-hmm. And if Barack Obama recommends it, then that was a good point for me. Anyway, I had the book, so I was going to read it. And it just looked at science and the space race and culturally, it just was very different. Like there was always this fear of being caught out by the government. There was always a government official sitting over your shoulder whenever you were doing science, whenever you were trying to make discoveries. You weren't reporting to like the cleverest person in the room. You're reporting to the Democratic Republic. What's the People's Republic of China mm-hmm. representative who's over your shoulder. And I'd read a book, what book was it? I think it was called Three Swans or Wild Swans. And it was by a Chinese author, and it documented her life through Chairman Mao. It was about her mother, her grandmother, and her, and how the China had changed through Chairman Mao. And it's just fascinating. Their history is so different to ours. So reading a science fiction book from China and translated into English, it was just like, oh, wow, this is really good. And at the same time, I was listening to a radio program about a woman that was trying to read a book published. It was a book. Yeah, it was a book published in every country of the world. And she'd done it, and she'd accomplished this. Like, I think she had a poem. Someone custom wrote a poem for her in Antarctica. Mm. So that she could tick that country off. That was the last country that she had to tick off. And someone basically wrote her a poem and published it. I was like, oh, that's great. And that kind of got me thinking that the heritage and where you come from defines your science fiction. Mm. So, you know, like I'm English, you're American, and all the heroes in most of the books that have been written by British or English and American authors are, you know, chiseled white guys that speak English. Mm-hmm. And then I'm reading a book where the heroes are Chinese, and it's just like, oh, this is different. There must be more. And in the second book in The Dark Forest in the Three-Body Trilogy, it references a couple of characters that are in a Japanese science fiction book. And I was just like, of course, there'll be Japanese science fiction books. And so I found the book that was referenced and realized it was translated, and I got it for Christmas. I asked my brother-in-law to get me the book for Christmas, and he got me the first two books in the series for Christmas. So then I'd read a Japanese book, but the Japanese book is brilliant. So that's this Legend of the Galactic Heroes. So this is space military sci-fi. It's all like pincer movements and and awesome. Fakes. And it's really cool. But all the characters in it have these insanely cool German names. Like Otto von, there's all like Otto von Bismarck and all these. It has no, yeah, in a Japanese book, there is no cultural reference to Japan at all. it's just amazing. I mean, yeah. I think when he goes home and stuff, it might be set in Japan. Well, I don't know, but a lot, most of it is just space battle after space battle after space battle and not much else. So that, but yeah, and that kind of started me thinking, oh, maybe I should read more from outside of the UK and America, which is like, you know, like 99% of my books on my bookshelf and my, and my history of sci-fi is all American and British. So.
Yeah. I mean, there's something about, like when you're reading stuff that's from your culture, there's a certain lack of challenge to it, right? Because you already understand the historical backgrounds of everything. And then you go and read something like The Three Body Problem and you're like, oh, okay, that's interesting. Set in the Cultural Revolution in China. This is something that I don't know intimately.
Yeah. And that was really interesting. So you find out a little bit of history with that as well. Or you can go and research it. You know, it's kind of touched upon. You're like, oh, okay, I wonder what that is about. And you can, with the copy I had, there was loads of footnotes.
Yeah.
So it kind of explained that this is a, there was something about the uniform and it explains why this is a funny pun in Chinese that just doesn't translate into English. Right. So the footnotes were really good.
Translator notes.
Yeah. And it was really good. So who translated it? Ken Liu.
Yeah.
Who's a really good author. I haven't read any of his stuff. But
so I saw you post about your kind of proposal for doing the project. And I think I messaged you on Facebook and said, this is a really interesting project. Would you want to come and talk about it on the podcast? And I think you said something like, let me get a few of these, you know, let me get a couple dozen in the hopper first.
Yeah.
You had said you wanted to get like 25 or something. And so I checked back in with you like 9 months later.
Yeah, so I'm about 30 odd books into it now, 30 odd different countries.
And you have both the blog and a podcast now.
Yeah, I started the podcast because of you. Oh, because
my fault.
like every single one of your guests had a podcast.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to come on the podcast and go, no, I don't have a podcast. I've got a blog that 7 people have looked at.
it's like 75% of my guests have podcasts.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, so I thought I'll do a podcast. I've never done a podcast. And yeah, so I just kind of did a bit of research and thought I'd do a podcast about it as well.
Now, are you going to work your way back through the titles that you've done on the blog into the podcast, or are you just sort of going forward with it this way?
Probably a bit of both. Like there's some really short books that I've read that will just be a short podcast. But like the book I'm reading at the moment from the Netherlands is Yellow, and that's from the Netherlands. And that was the another guy on the Facebook group went, oh, if you want something from the Netherlands, I'll send you a copy of my book.
Oh, perfect.
I was just like, oh, cool. So he kind of, you know, he didn't send it me for free. I did buy it. But he signed it and it was really nice. So I got like a signed copy of Yellow from Nicholas Clare.
Cool.
So that was a really nice contact and it was, and that book's brilliant. So I did the episode with you about Luxembourg. And so that'll be the next, probably the one after that will be Yellow by the Netherlands because I'll have just finished that. And that's a really good book. It's like a really dark dystopian book. And yeah, I'm really enjoying that. It's a long book, but it's really cool. I'm really enjoying that.
And at this point, I realize we've been talking for 10 minutes and we haven't talked about the name of your podcast or your blog. So.
Oh, it's just Sci-Fi Around the World.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. If you search for that all one word, you might find me. You know, you might have to go through a few pages.
Well, I'll make sure to put some links in here. But I did want to ask, like, you know, any surprises? I mean, you already talked about some of the surprise of just reading from another culture, but like, are there books that you maybe didn't know were from another country? Because and I'll digress here a little bit. When I found about you doing this project, I'm like, oh, well, I'm sure I've read from several countries, you know, in doing the Hugo Awards. And so I'd look down the list and look at Paolo Bacigalupi and go, oh, no, he's American. And China Mieville is English. And like, there's all these names, Fritz Leiber, American.
Yeah.
A.E. Van Vogt, American. All these names sound like they're from someplace else, but the United States and the UK are big melting pots. And so,
Asimov.
Yeah, I think it's only four countries. I think United States, Canada, the UK, and China, I think, are the only countries that I read because of reading the Hugos.
Who was the Canadian?
I don't remember off the top of my head. Not John Scalzi. Robert J. Sawyer? I think it was Robert J. Sawyer. Yeah.
Because I've picked up a copy of, who's my Canada? Commander Apollo Murders, Hadfield.
Oh, nice. Chris Hadfield.
Yeah. Chris Hadfield. Yeah. So I haven't read that. I haven't started that yet, but that's on my
list. Robert J. Sawyer is from Canada.
Ah, okay. Yeah, cool.
It makes sense. Hominids, the book is set in Canada.
Oh, right.
Okay. On two different Earths. It's a fun book.
I thought there was another one set in Canada. The one where the Jewish get resettled. Is that Canada?
No, that's actually set in Alaska.
Alaska. Of course. Yeah. That's not Canadian. The one. Yeah. No, that's still American.
Actually, it's not even really American because at the time even in the book, it's still not part of the United States because
was this Alaska when Alaska
didn't join the Union until 1959.
Where
it was in that book, it was settled post-World War II prior to Alaska becoming a state.
Gotcha. So, yeah, you're asking about surprises.
Surprises,
Planet of the Apes is French.
Yes.
Didn't know that. So that was I was so happy when I looked up France and found that Planet of the Apes was by a French author.
Oh, that's a great book.
And it's such a good book.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know if I prefer it. I think I prefer the book to the film now. And I'd never even thought that Planet of the Apes was a book. Like I've seen all the Planet of the Apes films, from the originals, and I'm sure there was a series as well.
There was, yeah.
I did watch the series as well. But it was, And then so just suddenly discovering through this project that it was a French author and the book's great as well. So I really enjoyed the book.
That's one of those cases where, and I'm going to be doing an episode on Planet of the Apes for my podcast. That's a little secret for down the road. It's eventually going to make it into this feed, even though we've done it on Take Me to Your Reader as well.
Yeah.
It was the second one we ever did before we knew what we were doing. But that's one of those ones that I feel like if you've seen the movie, the book is different enough that it's a really enjoyable standalone experience.
Oh yeah.
Apart from the movie.
Yeah. I like the everyone knows the twist at the end of the film, mm-hmm. It's the original Charlton Heston one. And I'm waiting for that coming in the book, and it's not there. It's a different twist, and it's just like, oh, this is brilliant. This is clever, and it's just But I think they use the twist in the book, they do use the twist in the book
in the Burton movie.
In the Burton,
he used that one, and it didn't make any sense whatsoever.
But I guess that was a little nod.
It was,
yeah, that was quite nice.
It's just when you do something like that in the movie just seems like nonsense. Fan service has its limits, right?
Yeah. But they still haven't followed the book fully in a film.
No.
I don't know if anybody would, but that would be good if they did.
Yeah. I feel like the newer films have kind of course corrected part of the book about the origins of the apes taking over.
Yes. Yeah. Other surprises, I guess. I mean, I was quite lucky. So when I started this project, I already had some books from foreign countries. I already had Rossum's Universal Robots by Karel Čapek.
Yeah.
So this is where one of the interesting things comes in. He's from Czechoslovakia.
Yeah.
Czechoslovakia doesn't exist anymore.
Right. Do you count that as Czechia or Slovakia?
Exactly. So where he was born in Czechoslovakia is now modern day Czech Republic.
Okay.
So I'm taking off Czech Republic.
Yeah.
I'm still looking for Slovakia. Yeah. I can't. So it's kind of, it's time sensitive as well. So like, what was the Russian one? Yevgeny, it was I've forgotten his name. So he was from the USSR.
Right.
So that's
one country. And
it's still one country. It's like, can I tick off like 30 countries in one hit?
That'd be an interesting way to do it.
That's where the cheating comes in.
This is
where, when I'm really struggling to find a book from Kyrgyzstan. It's going to be, well, technically read a book that covers this piece of geography. Mm-hmm. But so that's some of the challenges.
I thought it was interesting just talking about, you know, inside baseball here. We just recorded an episode for your podcast about the Hugo Gernsback novel, Ralph 124C41 Plus, which he's from Luxembourg, but, you know, he became a naturalized U.S. citizen when he was, you know, in his 20s. And but he's from Luxembourg, and that's what your standard is, right? Where someone was born.
Yeah, it's their birthplace. Apart from this, this will change. But at the moment, I've ticked off Binti for Namibia. So Dr. Nedi Okorafor. So Binti, she is of Nigerian descent, Namibian descent, but she was born in America. Oh, but the book is so good. I'm taking her as being Namibian because it really, really, her heritage comes across in the book. Right. Like if she didn't have Namibian heritage, she couldn't have written this book anywhere near as well.
Mm.
And so Afrofuturism is such a huge, I haven't gone into the continent of Africa much at all. I'm kind of saving that.
Mm.
Because I think once I start on that project, that's just going to be huge.
Yeah.
And I
don't think people properly appreciate how large Africa is and how many countries there are in it.
No, because you've got South Africa, people will refer to Africa as a country, not as this huge continent.
It's enormous, yeah.
And the rate, when you think of like, you've got places like Morocco and South Africa and the Democratic Republic of Congo. These are all vastly different culturally.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, I'm really looking forward to kind of, I'm kind of working a lot on Europe at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then occasionally like just random countries come into my head and I'll search for them. But I'm kind of purposely holding back on Africa.
Yeah.
But although I've read two and abandoned one from Africa. So Binti is such a good book.
I haven't read it yet. That's one that I'd like to get to. It's on the list of novella Hugo winners. So
yeah, it's a super short book as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the complete trilogy book of four.
Nice.
She's done a Douglas Adams, and
nice.
Yeah, can't count. But those four stories are just really good, and just it's really nice to kind of have a Namibian perspective on science fiction and the future from that viewpoint. And that really kind of, that book really solidified why I'm doing this project and what I'm getting out of it.
Nice.
And that was great. I mean, I'm reading some great books, but a lot of them are just nothing to do with the heritage or the country that they come from.
Right.
But they're just great books. I'm stumbling across really cool books. So I'm really happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting the cultural experience from every single book, but occasionally
you definitely didn't get anything Luxembourgish in the
No. No. It's just lucky that he was born over there.
Yeah.
And it's probably a great thing that he moved to America. He probably wouldn't have written that book or he wouldn't have written those magazines in Luxembourg. It wouldn't have been as popular.
I think he was from a Jewish family too. I think they fled.
Oh, okay.
Had a good time. So.
Ah, very good timing. Yeah. Yeah, because I think he was only 20 when he moved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the real highlights.
Nice.
Yeah, Binti, Three, A Body Problem, and Planet of the Apes.
Nice. Have you ever read All You Need Is Kill by, the author's name is Sakurazaka, I think. It's what the Edge of Tomorrow movie was based on. It's not a Japanese one, but I guess you've already covered Japan. But that's an excellent one.
Yeah, but I think I might try and get a different book for Japan. Because I've got, I do have more Japanese books. I think I've got IQ 84.
Oh, nice.
Which was written by a guy, I've forgotten his name, but he wrote What I Talk About This is What I Talk About Running When I Go Running, which is quite, it's a non-fiction, semi-fictional book. So he's done a couple of science fiction books, or three science fiction books. So I've got those as well.
Nice.
But yeah, that Edge of Tomorrow one sounds good as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll definitely move. I'll put Binti over on my list of things that I want to cover on the podcast after I finish the list.
Yeah. And I think that's going to be Netflixed as well. I think it's HBO. HBO, I think she's started filming. There was something on her Twitter feed.
Cool. I don't think we need to talk that much more about your project, but I'll let my listeners know if you have books from around the world and you want to recommend them to Andy, then...
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any recommendations for countries I haven't ticked off yet, that would be really cool. Yeah, it's all about where the author's from, which is really annoying because when you covered Wind Up Girl, it was all about kind of futurism in Thailand. I was like, oh, brilliant, I don't have a Thai book. And right. then, no, he's yeah. American.
Yep, yep.
Oh, yeah, I mean, this would be a much easier project if I just did like the French, you know, like French, you know, because the French cover all of their land is considered French. So French Polynesia comes under France.
Right, right.
Legally. And so, you know, if I did the British Empire, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Do the British Empire. Yeah. The thing is, because I'd read so many British books, I started like going, oh, I wonder what county they were born in. So I made a list.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know, I was thinking like, it'd probably be easy to do for like states in the US as well.
You could Arthur C. Clarke, I think, died in Sri Lanka, right? He lived in Sri Lanka for the bulk of the end of his life. So doesn't quite count, but if you wanted to fudge it, then I'd allow it. Just saying.
I've already done Sri Lanka. There's a really good book from Sri Lanka.
Oh, awesome.
The Salvage Crew.
Okay.
That book's really, I know you said you're wrapping things up, but that book's really cool because it's got an AI in it and the AI writes poetry.
Oh, fun.
And the guy that, I know you don't like poetry in books though, do you?
I don't, no.
No. I don't either. And when I was reading the book, I kept thinking about, Seth would hate this book because there's so much poetry in it. But the guy that wrote the book also wrote his own AI software. And he's like the head of the Sri Lankan watchdog for like, you know, fact-checking governments and stuff like that because they've got huge problems with corruption and stuff like that. And so the AI's poetry is written by an AI.
That is fun. Yeah.
And it was just like, And when you hear about all the, you know, like when, was it Clark's World that closed their doors to people story submissions. He closed the doors because he was getting overwhelmed with people AI generated stories. Yeah. And what this guy has done has embraced the technology and included it in his book in a really smart way. Mm. And I thought that's really cool. You know, everyone's kind of like pushing back against AI going, no, it's the worst thing. It's going to cost all these creatives their jobs. And he's gone, actually, no, I can use this tool.
Yeah.
In my book in an appropriate manner.
Right.
I just thought, why not? Why not use this technology?
Yeah, I like it.
A really nice find from doing this project. So
yeah, cool. Okay, so I think we're wrapped on that. I'll make sure to get all your links and everything. And I've heard one of your quizzes before on Science Fiction 101. You told me that you had a quiz for me, and so I've been dreading it.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this so much. I've been laughing at myself.
Yeah, anytime I'm listening to Phil and Colin and there's questions about British science fiction television series, I think I would not get that one right.
Okay, so there's a little setup for the quiz. So the way this quiz is, I mean, if you have to explain how questions work, then I think I'm going to fail already. So I'm going to say, so the quiz is called Hugo's There.
Okay.
So I say, it's a bit like a knock-knock joke. I say Hugo's There. No, he goes where, you go where, and then I'll say Tatooine. And your answer would be?
Star Wars.
Star Wars, yeah. So the answer is always a book, a Hugo Award-winning book. If you know the character, then you can get to the book.
Okay.
So here we go. Question one. There's only 10 questions.
All right.
Hugo's there.
Where?
Arrakis.
Dune.
Yes. So,
all right.
That's 1 out of 1.
Sweet.
Question two. Hugo's there.
Where?
Lusitania.
Speaker for the Dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
2 out of 2. Question three. Hugo's there.
Where?
Gethin.
That is the Left Hand of Darkness?
It is the Left Hand of Darkness. 3 out of 3. Question four. Hugo's there.
Where?
Chalion.
I'm guessing that's the Paladin of Souls.
It is Paladin of Souls, 4 out of 4. Question five, Hugo's there.
Where?
Trisolaris.
Trisolarans are from the Three-Body Problem.
They are from the three-body problem. Question six. Hugo's there.
Where?
Kerrill Island.
Oh, boy. Oh, this rings a bell.
Also known as Camp Permafrost.
Oh, so that is the Yiddish Policeman's Union.
No.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. The Forever War.
No.
No? Camp Permafrost. Oh. It's one of the Vorkosigan books. The Vore Game.
The Vore Game, yes.
Okay. I was thinking on Earth.
Yeah. that's 6 out of 6. Yeah, 5.5. Hugo's there.
Where?
Planet P.
Planet P. Just the letter P?
Yep.
I don't think I know this one.
It's not mentioned that. I mean, the planet isn't mentioned that much in the book as its name.
But all right, you got a hint for me?
It's been adapted.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank.
Starship Troopers.
Oh, okay.
So that was a bit more, that was quite obscure.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
I've read it like 4 times, so.
Yeah, and I don't think, yeah, there's a couple more where I'm not sure whether I've researched it enough. question 8, who goes there?
Where?
Charon.
Oh, so this is the Forever War.
That is the Forever War.
Yeah. It's one of the moons of Pluto.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And if you didn't get it.
I would say Charon, I think, just because it's Greek.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the other weird, Billy, I listened to this on Audible the other day. Hmm. Or finished it the other week. But yeah. Question 9. Who goes there?
Where?
Bezel and Ulkuma.
Bezel and Ulkuma. Hmm.
Now, I don't know how they're pronounced, and I haven't read this book. So I don't know. So this is just the one where I Googled it on Wikipedia.
I'm not coming up with anything.
Yes, I can't even give you any clues. Mm. The clue is that it's two places.
The Dispossessed?
No, it's the city and the city.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I should have gotten that one right.
Yeah. Yeah, I've not read that. So that was just kind of a thought.
Yeah, I even watched the TV adaptation.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good one.
Question 10. Finally, Hugo's there.
Where?
Oh, I shouldn't have done this one. Tai Ex Kalalali.
There's two in there. There's a memory called Empire and a desolation called Peace.
A desolation called Peace was the one I had. Okay. Again, that was just one where
they're both set in the Texcalon series. So
okay,
all right, that wasn't terrible. So thanks for lobbing me a few softballs in there.
Yeah, no, that was fine. So I think 8 and 9 out of 10. I wasn't sweet. I started keeping score and then forgot.
No, that was a fun game though. I appreciate it.
That's good. I had loads of fun writing that.
Right. All right. So listeners, I'm going to have to ask you how you did on that quiz. So let me know on like the pinned tweet when I put this up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so before we sign off, and thank you again, Andy, for joining me.
Oh no, it's been an absolute pleasure. It's been really good because I only really came across your podcast in the last few months and just binged them all from when you made contact. I just got right. And then binged them all. And then a binge load of Timothy Reader. And I've listened to loads of podcasts since then. So it's been really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. So where can people find you?
I've got the blog, which is sci-fi-around-the-world.blogspot.com. That's all one word. And cool. On Twitter, sci-fi around the world again.
Excellent.
Yeah. So, and if people do have recommendations for books from countries I haven't covered, that would be really cool.
Do you have a list anywhere that you're maintaining?
On the blog, there's just, it's all the countries. Okay. There's a list of all the countries and then the ones I've read. So the blog is way more up to date than the podcast. I've only done 3 episodes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the only, this is my just public spreadsheet in effect. I only started the blog to keep count. Yeah. I could have done a spreadsheet, but this was more fun.
All right. Andy, it was great talking to you. Thanks so much for doing this.
No problem. Cheers.
All right. Bye.
Bye.